Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. A long and storied 4th of July tradition headed back to the East River this year. As Mayor de Blasio announced today, the annual Macy's 4th of July fireworks spectacular roaring back this year. Took a year off because of the pandemic. Remember, they had those unannounced splashes which took place for a whole week to keep people from congregating. Well, it's back, live and popping, and 1010 Wins reporter Carol DiOria leading the broadcast with it.
Macy's 4th of July fireworks back in New York City.
Mayor de Blasio says it's a sure sign of the city's rebirth from the pandemic lockdown. Will Koss is the executive director of the fireworks show.
From five barges lining the East River in Midtown Manhattan, Macy's will launch more than 65,000 shells and effects, delighting spectators in Manhattan, Queens, Brooklyn, lining the waterfronts, and millions more on television nationwide.
Koss said the fireworks will start lighting up the sky at approximately 9:25 on Sunday, July 4th. And if that's not enough, Mayor de Blasio says there will be a second fireworks spectacular in Coney Island. That will begin when the Macy's show ends. Just keep your fingers crossed for great weather. Carol DiOria, 1010 Wins News.
Yeah, Dean DeVore will work that out. He does every year. Be aware, everybody, the public viewing event is subject to change as health and safety regulations evolve. So be mindful of that. Otherwise, get ready for the Stars and Stripes forever. And, of course, 1010 Wins, your official soundtrack of the Macy's 4th of July fireworks spectacular. Very exciting to me because, once again, I get to co-host the event as I have for almost the last decade. Looking forward to it. Missing everybody. Well, big debate is on tonight. The other fireworks, that is, the Democratic mayoral debate. Eric Adams says, okay, already, I'll be there. Adams had plans to be at a vigil for Justin Wallace, the 10-year-old boy who was shot and killed, but he says he spoke with the boy's family and decided he didn't want his opponents to, quote, politicize the event. So he figured, what the heck, I'm there.
I'm going to ask for them to do a moment of silence at the beginning of the debate. Hopefully the station would do so, but I'll go to the debate. I don't mind answering the questions with those guys. My record is just so good. I want to be on the stage with them to show them what I have been doing.
Adams has been getting the side eye over the question of where he hangs his hat. Politico did a little story about whether Adams lived in Jersey or elsewhere, but he gave a tour of his brownstone in Brooklyn yesterday to prove that he lives here. Anyway, the debate starts at 7 tonight, 1010 Wins, 1010wins.com. We'll bring it to you live along with our partner, CBS2, and be sure to stick around afterwards. Juliet Papa will be here doing a special post-debate breakdown beginning at 8 or shortly thereafter. A museum which chronicles New York City nightlife could be coming soon to a Museum Row, right along with that Museum for Sex and the Museum for Mathematics, etc. City's Office of Nightlife, which started operations 3 years ago, part of the Mayor's Office of Media and Entertainment, wants to establish a resting spot dedicated to the place which have defined New York City's nightlife. No details yet. They're just kicking the idea around. The thought is that it would reframe the after dark industry as one of the city's cultural treasures. Mayor de Blasio came up with what he thinks is a clever way to practice ranked choice voting ahead of the June primaries. He wants New Yorkers to rank their favorite pizza toppings.
Green peppers, ladies and gentlemen, right here. My number one choice. Now, a lot of people don't appreciate green peppers enough. I have Southern Italian roots. Roasted peppers are a very big, important part of our life. Number one in a big way for me.
Didn't this dude eat pizza with a fork or something? I remember. Anyway, the polls open Saturday and election day is June 22nd. Ranked voting lets you rank up to five candidates in order of preference based on who you like the most and the least. It gives candidates who are unable to come up with a lot of money a better opportunity to win. If you want to test it out using the mayor's pizza thing, you can check it out at nyc.gov/vote pizza.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Wins. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Wins, visit 1010wins.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.